Let's move on to Form P14. Form P14, the end of year summary for 2007-08. A Form P14 must be completed for each employee employed during the tax year, including anyone who has left during the tax year. Using the totals taken from the Form P11, the deductions working sheet. I've mentioned already the HMRC booklet E10 finishing the tax year. It's available there to help you if you have any problems with the figures there. You need to ensure that you're using the correct forms for the 2007-08 tax year. And if you're doing them manually, it'll be the P14 manual. The P14s must show the correct national insurance number. Otherwise, the return will be rejected. So, as I've said already, they will reject a temporary number. If you don't have a proper national insurance number, then you leave the national insurance number space blank and you would enter the gender, male or female, and the date of birth in the date of birth box. Now, some do's and don'ts about the P14. Do agree with your payroll bureau or your agent what information they are filing online, if it's going to be done online. Make sure that you give your payroll bureau or agent your payroll records when they need them so that they can file your return online and on time. If using a computer or a machine to print the P14s, use the appropriate impact or laser printer version of the form P14. Otherwise, it might not line up. Show the dates as DD, day-day, MM, month-month, and then YYYY for the year. So, for example, 11/06/1951. Make sure that the printing is clear in all the boxes. Print only within the white boxes. The entries mustn't reach the box edges, otherwise the scanner will reject it. We're told to use font size 10 at 6 lines per inch. If filing all the Forms P14 by hand, use the Form P14 Manual 2007-08 version. Use a ballpoint pen or similar so that all three copies are easy to read. No carbon is necessary with these forms. Write clearly or they may be rejected. It's a three-part form: the tax part, the NIC part, and the employee P60 part. Now, some don'ts. Don't complete P14s in a pile, as the markings will copy through to the forms below. So you might need a metal plate in between the forms to help with the clarity and to avoid markings carrying through to another form. Make alterations. If you make a mistake, tear up the form, fill in a new one. No alterations. Write clearly again or they may be rejected. Don't use pound signs. Don't use continental sevens. So that's the form P14. I mean, there's some more points to come about that later. Things that may be not included that should have been included. But let's now have a look at students. The student form P38S. The form P38S is an annual return, but it doesn't have to be sent to HMRC with the P35 and the P14s by the statutory deadline. But it should be retained by the employer for 3 years plus the current year. Students who have worked during the current year, 2007-08, and who have not completed a P38S should be asked to complete one now, because it will be no good saying to HMRC in years to come, "It was a student, that's why I didn't deduct tax," if you haven't got the form completed by the student. Remember that any students working for you or your clients over the Easter holiday period will need to be issued with a new P38S to cover any continuing employment after Saturday, the 5th of April 2008. This should be done as soon as possible after the start of the new tax year, and it must be done before the student's last payday and before the student returns, of course, to college or university. The P38S procedure only applies to students that have worked for you or your client during the holiday periods. It doesn't apply to students who work outside of the holidays. The form P46 procedure will apply instead for those students working outside the vacation periods, perhaps evenings or weekends during term time. Employers also need to be aware of the possibility of tax having been underpaid, where code no tax has been used, if the amount paid to the student hasn't been monitored. The student signs a statement for 2007-08. The student would have signed to say, I'm not going to earn more than £5,225, the personal allowance limit. If an employer pays the student more than that, the employer has to stop the no tax code and start deducting tax, either using code OT on a month one basis or code basic rate, depending on what statement the student signs on the P46. So again, the important thing at this time of the year is, was it monitored? Should any tax have been deducted? Do we now have to make an adjustment? If the employer fails to do that, it's the employer that will end up paying the underpaid tax. Importantly for students and the P38S procedure, this has no relevance to National Insurance Contributions liability. A student that's under 16, and there are some, wouldn't have any National Insurance liability. But any student of 16 years of age or older, certainly up until the pension age of 60 for women and 65 for men, has to pay National Insurance if the amount of their earnings reaches the threshold. So I emphasise, the P38S procedure doesn't apply to Class 1 National Insurance. And if at the end of the year a P14 is required and there's been National Insurance, then the form P14 should be completed with the NI details in the box. If there's been no National Insurance, the form P14 in the NI box will default to Category X. Okay, let's look at the form P38A. The P38A is the employer's supplementary return. This was the form referred to on question 1 of the checklist on the P35. If question 1, the first question was ticked to answer no, the requirement was you must do a P38A. So this supplementary pays you in return is for workers for whom you have not completed a form P14 or form P38S for 2007-08. The form itself states you must complete this form if you answered no to question 1 of the checklist on your form P35, employer's annual return. I would say it's a form that's often overlooked by employers, but the questions asked should be part of the consideration for tax year end filing. It is a supplementary pay-as-you-earn return, and it should not be used for reporting any amounts paid to a self-employed individual. I've seen errors arise where employment status challenges have occurred because they've been put on this form by mistake. Employers should complete one of the two declarations. The front of the form is the first declaration, where employers are asked to look at your records for each worker and consider whether you hold a form P46 that's been completed at either statement A or B by the worker, and the worker was paid less than £87 a week, every week, or £377 if paid monthly. If the answer to that is yes, there was a form P46, and no one earned more than £87 a week, you sign the front of the P38A, no more details, that's it. But the two sections A and B on the back of the P38A will need to be considered if there hasn't been a P46 or if payments have been in excess of the £87 a week. So what does it say? The two sections A and B restrict the amount of reporting. Casual workers earning less than £87 in any week or £377 in any month and taken on for a week or less, they don't need to be reported at all at section A or B, unless they receive more than £100 in the year. Casual workers employed more than once in the tax year, but for separate engagements of up to a week, will be reported on section B of the P38A if they were paid more than £100 in total in the year to 5th of April 2008. So envisage the situation. Casual comes along in June, does a bit of work, gets paid £60. That's it. Thank you. Goodbye. Not expected to come back again. In February, that person happens to be paid again, another £60. Again, no expectation of doing any more work. Total for the year, £120. that person's name, address and the amounts paid would have to be included on the P38A, on the second statement. At this stage, I really need to warn people to be careful about the names, addresses, information. I'll talk a little bit later on about casuals and the problem of pay-as-you-earn, but the correct name and address are needed there. We don't want to see entries like M. Mouse of 10 Downing Street.